For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Shaming hedge fund billionaires, going to where they live and holding demos. This is a technique used in Latin America called escrache, but it's also being used in New York City.
Hedge clippers, this is, I guess you could kind of consider everything that we do part of like Occupy Wall Street.
Activist Nick McMurray says hedge clippers keep the movement going.
At the end of the day, we're just people that's, you know, putting our foot down, and we're tired, and we're standing up for what's right and what we really need in this world and what we really need here in New York State.
Demonize the immigrants!
Demonize the immigrants!
Dan loves politics!
Dan loves politics!
Are hostile!
Are hostile!
Dan loves politics!
Dan loves politics!
Are powerful!
Are powerful!
Dan loves money!
Dan loves money!
Is massive!
Is massive!
But we the people!
But we the people!
Are fighting back!
Are fighting back!
Over the weekend, hedge clippers chose the residence of hedge fund billionaire Dan Loeb on Central Park West as their target. The hedge fund mogul gave over $1 million to a super PAC, New Yorkers for a Balanced Albany. According to an expose in The Nation magazine, it poured $4.3 million into six Senate races. This helped tip the balance in favor of Senate Republicans here in New York State, where we have six times as many registered Democrats as Republicans. And Dan Loeb sits on the board of Success Academy, Eva Moskowitz's charter schools. Nilsa Toledo is a hedge clipper. She's with New York Communities for Change.
There's a paper trail for everything. He's given mega money to like Success Academy and all these PACs for charter schools, on top of giving mega millions to our Senate and to our governor, who's supposed to be representing the people, not just the people with a lot of zeros in their bank accounts. So it's really unfair, and that's why we're standing together against it.
Toledo has two children in public schools in Flatbush. She says billionaire hedge funders like Dan Loeb, who are behind charter school funding and lobbying efforts, hurt public schools, which are being forced to co-locate to share their space.
I think that they should pay their own way. They shouldn't co-locate in public schools. It happened to my son's school, and the quality is so different. In the charter side, they have, you know, flat screen TVs. Every kid has a laptop. And meanwhile, I'm paying for that. But in my son's school, they're lacking. Their textbooks are still from like 1998. Like, it's really disgusting. You know, the teachers have to come out their own pockets just to make sure the kids have, you know, basic education. And it's not right. Our public schools are already owed billions of dollars. Public schools in the city have been underfunded, and our government is ignoring that. But meanwhile, they're passing policies that benefit the few. You know, all these tax breaks and all these, you know, loopholes that are being exploited by these guys are not being closed. But meanwhile, our kids are suffering, our communities are suffering, and we need to stand up together to make a change.
Mindy Rozier teaches special ed at a public school in Harlem, which was forced to co-locate. It's where the Success Academy got its start. She came out to protest the hedge fund billionaire.
For Daniel Loeb to pay his fair share, to pay his taxes. As a public school teacher, he's a contributor to Eva Moskowitz's Success Academy, which has been stealing from my school for 8 years and try to kick us out. So I'm here to stand up for my community, my students, the public schools, and if you're not helping the public schools out, you're not a friend to the city, as far as I'm concerned.
According to Hedge Papers, which follows the money, hedge fund managers don't pay their fair share of taxes. They influenced a tax structure in New York which lets them pay lower tax rates than working people, and they avoid some taxes altogether. According to a recent report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, hedge fund managers and billionaires in the richest 1% pay a smaller share of their income in combined state and local taxes than do lower and middle income families. The richest 1% of households in New York, those earning more than $600,000 per year, pay a tax rate of just 8.1% in state and local taxes. But the working poor, they pay a higher rate than the wealthy. New York households with income under $18,000 pay 10.4% of their income in state and local taxes. New York households earning between $35,000 and $58,000 pay 12% of their income in state and local taxes. So the way it goes, some of the wealthiest hedge fund managers in New York are actually paying a smaller share of their income in taxes than their limousine drivers, their dry cleaners, servants, helicopter pilots, and doormen. That's why protests in New York at residences of hedge fund billionaires will continue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.